Hey, this is Pastor Aram, and I want to thank you for joining me today for the Activation Church podcast. We are here so that people can activate their life in Christ, and I believe this message is going to help you go further than ever before. Check it out.
If you have your Bible, turn it to Luke, the 10th chapter. We're going to look at verse 38 together, and we're going to have a good time. Luke 10, 38. The Bible says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted." Turn to the person next to you and say, "Martha was distracted." She invited Jesus to come to her house, but now she's too distracted to spend time with him. It says, "But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Yesterday I was surfing the internet. You know, that's how you surf nowadays. And I came across this reel of this beer mug that they made out of steel that weighed 100 pounds. And they had this competition where they were going to see who could lift the beer mug. And it's not like you just got to be able to pick it up off the table. You had to be able to, like, pick it up like this. And there's just something about men. If there's a competition involved, we're all in. I mean, I saw the other day where 100 men have committed to fighting a gorilla. That's a terrible decision that's going to end very bad. And like, if you are crazy enough to sign up to fight a gorilla, you better hope you're like way late in the list. You don't want to be number one, because you want to see how bad that first guy gets whipped so you can go, "All right, never mind, I'm checking out." But they have this beer mug. It weighs 100 pounds. It's made out of steel. And every man came up and tried to grab it. And there was these guys, you could tell they had been in the gym. You could tell that they had, you know, probably taken some stuff that off the black market. You know what I'm saying? Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But they come up and they can't get the mug off the table until this little scrawny guy comes. And when he walks up, he does something that no one else did, because everybody else, they just tried to grab it and lift it with their bicep strength. The small guy gets down like this and approaches it in a different way. And when he grabs the mug, instead of trying to lift it with the strength of his arm, he leverages and uses his entire body, and he's able to pick it up. It's the same mug, it's the same weight, it's the same obstacle, but he approached it in a different way. In the story that we just read, you've got two ladies. You've got Martha, who is overworked. The Bible says she's troubled and anxious about many things. She's got a lot going on, and I think most moms can relate to Martha. You've got a lot going on. You are busy. You're trying to balance your work life, your family life, the hobbies, all the things that you do. And it's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to feel overworked. And when you look at the story, it seems like Martha is the only one who cares enough to do anything. It seems like Mary's just like the chilled out hippie chick sitting at the feet of Jesus that has no cares in this world. But what if Mary and Martha both have problems? What if Mary and Martha both have things that they are anxious about? What if they both have things that trouble them, but they're approaching it in a different way? See, there's no way to avoid problems in this life. And trouble comes, and anxiety and worry and fear are all natural emotions that come along with all of the things that we have to do and we have to accomplish it. You can't help what life throws at you. You cannot help how you feel, but you do get to choose how you respond to it. And that's what we see happening in the story. Martha is getting overwhelmed by everything, whereas Mary is just approaching it from a different angle. Instead of trying to carry the load of her stress, she's bringing it to the feet of Jesus. Watch what the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7. It says, cast your cares on him. Why? Because he cares for you. Jesus cares about what you are going through, and there is an open invitation to bring whatever it is that you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, bring it to him. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Here's the big idea. Don't carry what you can cast. The other day, I took my family out of town for the night, and the next morning, we had to check out of the hotel, but there were some things that they wanted to do before we left, so my wife tasked me with the responsibility of moving all of our luggage from the hotel to the car, which is cool, no big deal. But this particular hotel was like slam-packed, and we had to park really far away. And because of the parking situation, you couldn't just like pull out and come to the front of the hotel. You had to actually take your stuff to the car. And so while they're all inside the hotel enjoying themselves, I've got to figure out how am I going to get all this stuff from here to the car. And so one option is I can load myself down with as much as I can carry at one time and take it all the way to the car, drop it off, and then walk all the way back to the hotel, get some more stuff, walk it all the way back to the car, drop it off, and do this over and over again until finally I accomplish my objective. Or I found that they make these things called luggage carts. You know what I'm talking about? And I was able to take all my stuff, put it on this cart, and get it all there at one time. What am I doing? I'm casting what I don't need to carry. See, some of us, the reason we're so worn out is because we're carrying things that we were never built to carry. We're trying to deal with things that we are not in ourselves built to handle. And that's why the emotion of worry and anxiety overwhelms us, because we think, how am I going to deal with this? And we think the solution is just to do more, do more, do more. But maybe the solution isn't doing more. Maybe the solution is learning how to let go and learning how to rest and learning how to trust that there is someone who can carry what you were not designed to carry. Watch what the Bible says in Hebrews, the 4:16. It says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God is saying, there's an open door for you to come into my presence with whatever you got, and I'm inviting you to bring it and leave it there and trust that I can do for you what you cannot do for yourself. See, letting go of things is not weakness, it's wise. It's wise for me to see the luggage cart and say, I'm going to take this stuff and put it on there instead of me trying to carry it on my own. It is wisdom to get to this place where we come to God and we say, God, I cannot handle this. I cannot carry this. I cannot deal with this anymore. I don't know what's going on. I don't understand it. And so instead of me taking it upon myself and wearing myself out, Father, I'm bringing it to you. There's this great story in the Bible about King Jehoshaphat. And in the story, he is surrounded by enemy armies on every side. And the Bible says that he gets scared. That's normal. That's a normal emotion to experience when you come up to a situation that you do not have the ability to handle. But he does something so amazing. He takes it to God, and I want to read you a portion of his prayer found in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and I want you to see what he says in verse 12 because it's so beautiful, and I think if you can just take this today and make it your own, you'll learn how to start walking in a little bit of freedom, learning how to let go of the things that are weighing you down. Watch what he says here in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verse 12. He says, our God, will you not judge them? God, are you not going to take care of this problem? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. See, he's getting honest with God. We do not have the ability to do it. I'm not ignoring the facts. Listen, faith is not ignoring the facts. Some of you grew up in a religion that told you faith is acting as if your problem does not exist. You know, you got a headache, but you say, I don't have a headache in Jesus' name. That's not faith. Faith is not ignoring the facts. Faith is accepting that the facts are real, but understanding there is a God that goes beyond the facts, and so I do not allow my faith to be overshadowed by the things that are going around me, on around me. Jehoshaphat says, there is an army surrounding me. We are in trouble, and we do not have the ability to handle this. If we have to do this on our own, we are going to get crushed. We're going to get destroyed. And maybe you have felt that way before. Whatever you're going up against, you don't see a way out. And it's okay to get honest with God. And he says, we have no power to face this vast army that's attacking us. We don't know what to do. But our eyes are on you. I love that. When you get to a place in life where you don't know what to do, you have to know where to look. You have to know that you're not built for everything, but he is. And you can bring all of your problems, all the things that got you in bondage, all the things that you're facing. You can bring your uncertainty and you're not knowing how to handle it. And you can say, God, I do not have the ability to do this, but I have my eyes on you and I trust that you can. And that's not weakness. That's wisdom. Sometimes we think the strong thing to do is just to press on and make things happen. But sometimes that's not the wisest thing. Sometimes the wisest thing is to realize that I cannot do it. What I've gotten myself into is too big for me. It's too hard to handle. It's too big to carry. And so God, I don't know what to do. Oh, I love that. That's so freeing. God, I don't know what to do. But my eyes are on you. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Sometimes we get so caught up because we're trying to figure everything out. We want to know all the details. We want to know how it all works out. And God says, don't do that. Trust me. Don't try to lean on your own understanding and your own ability to do this. But if you'll trust me and acknowledge me, I'll make your path straight. What's it mean? I'll work it out. Even when you don't understand. I was thinking about my mom this week, and there are three memories that I have of her that are like very vivid to me. The rest is kind of passing on. I don't know if it's age. I don't know if it's me getting older, and the older I get, the less I remember. Or maybe I was just dropped on my head too much as a kid, and I just can't remember things. But three things are very vivid to me. One was when she was pregnant with my little brother. And I remember I wanted her to clean my room. And she was explaining to me why I needed to be the one to clean the room because she was very pregnant. In my little childhood mind, I did not understand or comprehend the challenge. I was thinking, do it, woman. You know, I've got more wisdom than that now, okay? She beat some sense into me. But she said, I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. She went and got a beach ball. And she had put a beach ball in my shirt, and she said, now go clean your room, and then afterwards we'll talk. She was trying to show me, this thing is actually complicated. And now I understand, like, okay, what she was dealing with was way worse than a beach ball. But I remember that was a very vivid memory. That was a great learning experience. But another thing I remember about my mom is when we were kids, we had this prayer rug. It's kind of an Armenian tradition. You have a rug, and there's nothing magical about the rug. There's nothing sacred about the rug. It's just a place that we use that's designated for us to pray. It's kind of like your own family altar. And I remember at night her getting me and my brother together, and we would get on our knees, and I would watch her cry out to God. I would watch her take all of the things that she was dealing with in her life and turn it over to God. I remember times on Sunday morning at church when she was playing the piano that she'd be playing the piano with one hand. One hand would be raised in worship, and tears would stream down her face as she cried out in worship to God. What's she doing? She's casting what she's not built to carry. She's getting to that place where she's like, I don't have it. But it's okay that I don't have it because I know someone who does. And so instead of trying to carry it, I'm going to cast it. I'm going to bring it to God. I'm going to worship him. And I'm going to trust that he has the ability to do for me what I cannot do for myself. And that has stuck out in my mind. And her example has laid a foundation for me to build on. Listen, you need to know if you're a parent in here or you're a grandparent, your life is writing a story that others will read, especially your children. The way you respond to crisis in your life is setting the example for how your children should respond to crisis in their life. If you get overwhelmed and flip out, that's probably the example they're going to follow. But if they see an example of faith and strength and trust, even though all hell is breaking loose, I know it's going to be okay because I know in whom I believe and I'm bringing it to God. It sets the stage for them to live a life of faith. Watch what the Bible says in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 5. Paul is writing to a young man named Timothy, and he says this. He says, I am reminded of your sincere faith. Timothy, you have a sincere faith. It is a genuine faith. It is a real faith. It's not a shaken faith. See, sometimes we say we have faith, but then when crisis breaks out, we see what we really believe. When trial comes, we'll see where you're really planted. And he's saying, I have observed your life, Timothy, and you have a sincere faith. You don't live according to what you see going on in your life. You don't live according to the report of the doctors. You live according to the fact that you know that God is in control of your life. You have a sincere faith, but it didn't start with you, Timothy. It was a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois. Then it was passed on to your mother Eunice. And now I am sure it dwells in you as well. What's he talking about? A generational faith that is passed on. That's what we have the ability to do. We have the ability to take what our forefathers and foremothers had in their life, the example that they set, and we can build on it. Their faith can become our faith, a firm foundation for us to build our life on, to move forward, trusting God, knowing God. And some of you in this room, you're like, well, Pastor, I didn't have it like you. I wasn't raised like you were. I didn't have a mom and dad who prayed or set the example. And what I'm saying is that's okay, because you can become the first link in that chain. It has to start with someone. It might as well start with you. You can be the one that says, you know what? I am planting my feet on the rock. I am standing firm in my faith. When all hell breaks loose, I am going to stand knowing that God is in control. I may not know all the details. I may not know how it's going to work out, but I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that my life is in his hands and he has a purpose for me. And anything that I come to, he is going to bring me through. That's why when I come to the valley of the shadow of death, I do not walk in fear. I walk in faith because I know that he is with me. And you have the opportunity to pass that on. Life is easy for no one. Can I say that again? Life is easy for no one. We all have different trials. We all have different obstacles. We all have different things that break our hearts in different ways. Another way to say that is the storm comes for everyone. And sometimes it's unavoidable. But when the storm comes, you can stand if you have that sincere faith. What am I talking about? You're the type of person that has learned how to cast your cares on him because he cares for you. I'm not carrying the burden. I'm casting the burden. Well, thank you so much for joining us again today for our Activation Church podcast. I hope this message has been an inspiration to you. Listen, take time to rate our podcast. It helps us get the message out. Also, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a great YouTube channel with amazing resources. It's Activation Church. So go there, subscribe, and watch our content. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.